Welcome to the Powerlifting and Power Ballads podcast, where we bring you a weekly dose of powerlifting news, tips, and training advice with a touch of 80s rock ballads. This podcast is presented by Team Roar Powerlifting, your source of the most comprehensive coaching and meet day preparation. Here are your hosts, Josh Roar and Laura Sturm.
Welcome to episode 46 of the Powerlifting and Power Ballads podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Laura Sturm.
And I'm Josh Roar, your other schmo.
And we have a special guest with us today, Marshall Powell from Carolina Prime Time. He's the meet director of the meet that's happening June 12th in Greenville, South Carolina. So Marshall, say hi.
Hey, how's it going, everyone?
Awesome. Great to have you here. So Marshall, let's talk a little background about yourself. How long have you been involved in powerlifting?
So I've been involved in powerlifting as a sport since 2015, kind of competing in kind of unsanctioned backyard meets just with some friends, and then discovered USAPL in 2018, which is where I've been competing with ever since. From there, I kind of got involved, behind the scenes with meets, starting as a state referee. And then moving my way up the chain to meet director, starting with Carolina Prime Time. Kind of went pretty big right off the bat. I think it's not really a meet that most people would do as their first one.
Wow. Yeah. So go big or go home. Just jumping in, Carolina Prime Time.
Yeah. So I want to ask, so first of all, for people that don't know, what is Carolina Prime Time? And I guess, why is it different from other local meets?
So Carolina Primetime is an invite-only meet. This kind of started out of the situation with Raw Nationals this year, where a lot of people kind of felt not necessarily excluded, but felt like the top-level lifters weren't really being taken care of in the way that they should have been, right? So what we did is basically say, okay, regionals isn't really happening this year, or TBD. So we'll kind of make our own regional style meet and try to get as many of the top level lifters in our area to the same place and compete at the same meet. Because normally what ends up happening is outside of nationals, all of the really elite lifters kind of get spread out at different local meets throughout the year. In North and South Carolina, we normally have, 10 to 12 meets a year between the two states. And, it's maybe you go to one meet and the one elite lifter is there or two, but you normally don't have any of these kind of meets where everyone kind of does the same one. So we decided we're going to put everyone together in the same meet under one roof and have a big showdown. And everyone will be able to battle it out and try to make it more of an entertainment aspect of the meet, where you're actually, wondering, okay, who's going to win this meet, because we really don't know. That was kind of the idea and the inspiration behind it.
That's awesome. So where'd you get the name?
So the name originated, I think from one of the hosts of this podcast. 2016 Raw Nationals was really, I think, where a lot of people first got interested, but there was kind of a new wave of powerlifting getting started around that time, which was really what I was a part of. 2016 was really when I started paying attention to powerlifting and actually watching some of these meets. So really the first big meet that I ever watched would have been 2016 Raw Nationals with the prime time session. So I think that's kind of being the start of this kind of newer wave really, really set the tone. And now everything that everyone's doing with these meets, like Midwest prime time, right? Kind of where we also took some inspiration from there. Meets, there was one that happened this weekend, in a different federation that was done by, you had to qualify with a certain total, right? So I think all of that really started in 2016, right, with that primetime session. And it's really cool to see where everything has kind of led to at this point. But yeah, that was kind of the origin story. That was where it started.
Yeah. What are, I guess, so just on that note with, you know, the idea, you know, at least my version of primetime was just to kind of put a bigger spotlight on the lifters and maybe have a few more bells and whistles. Are you guys doing anything cool that you want to talk about at the meet that spectators and people watching can look forward to? Or
yeah, so with it being kind of more of a smaller group of lifters, you know, we're just doing one platform. We already know almost everyone that's competing, already knew before the meet was even a thing. So we're able to kind of do some things that are a little bit more special for this meet. So one of the things, and I know it's been talked about on this podcast before for other meets, is walkout songs. So for third attempts, all of the athletes get to pick their music, which everyone seems to be pretty excited about. I think that aspect has been a hit. There are also some other things that we're kind of going all out for that you wouldn't necessarily do just for a local meet. You know, thanks to Josh, we're going to be able to have competition equipment in the warm-up room, which is not something you normally see outside of nationals. But we kind of thought, you know, for the elite level lifters, this is kind of the standard that we want to set. And then, you know, other things like a high quality live stream. That one was big for me because I like watching meets so much, and sometimes they can be a little bit dry, a little bit boring. So we're really investing a lot of time and money into making sure that our live stream is top notch. So some interesting things about the live stream, we're going to have instant replays. So, you know, when someone makes a lift or they miss a lift, you're going to get to watch it immediately again in slow motion, really be able to tell, okay, you know, I see maybe that squat was high, or maybe I disagree with that judge's call. And then also in addition to that, we're going to have commentary on the live stream. We got the host of 2Y Lights, who I know you're familiar with, Josh, having recently gone on that show.
Angelo.
Yep. So we're flying him down to commentate the meet, which I think is really going to bring the live stream kind of to another level. So lots of little things like that. Those are kind of all of the big stops that we're pulling out.
Yeah. And that, so let me just say this, like, that's kind of one of the reasons that we're having you on this podcast is because you're doing some of those things. And I don't think people realize that you putting together a live stream, you putting together walkout songs, like, you don't have to do that. And that's more work on your part. And it's probably, I mean, I can't speak for sure, but it's probably costing you more money than it would to not do that. So the fact that you are willing to go above and beyond and do those things for the lifters, for the people watching, is, I think, a big deal, and it needs to be noted, I think.
So. Yeah, I think, I mean, you're right. It definitely is a little bit more costly than other meets. But I think an advantage that I have and that my team has that's running the meet is that we have a lot of skills and things that we can do ourselves that we don't have to go to outside resources. So like me, myself, I already knew how to set up the live stream. I already had all of the equipment, or most of the equipment. And so that wasn't really too much of a challenge for us. We didn't have to like contract that out. Stuff like the graphics, like the meet logo, that was something that I could already do myself. So that was, you know, money that we saved right there. So I will say a lot of the things that we're doing, I think, might be harder to replicate with other meet directors. But the one thing that I can say there is really, I guess maybe a piece of advice to anyone else listening is to lean on your community, right? Your volunteers. If you need something like a live stream, you could, you know, ask the membership, hey, does anyone know how to set up a live stream? Does anyone have any interest in doing this? And a lot of times you will get people that are interested and that will do it just for the love of the sport, right? And And because everyone else wants to see the meets run higher quality, you know, you'll end up with people that are willing to do these kind of things for a smaller amount of money or even for free, right? A lot of people will volunteer their time and their resources for that. So that's really the only way that these kind of things end up being possible at all.
Yep. I totally agree with that. It's one of those things. And you know, that Two White Lights episode I was on, we talked about that, like people that want to see some of these fancier things, like, and they have the skill set, like, we need you, like, you know, like that's something, you know, how to do the live stream. I don't know how to do a live stream, and I would, you know, have to pay somebody else or pay you to come down and do it. And, you know, yeah, just asking people in your circle to help is huge. Let's see. I have a interesting question here for you. We're going to go to music. So you're doing walkout songs for third attempts, but give me five other songs that you're going to make sure is on the regular playlist.
So actually what I brought for you is a couple of the walkout songs. Right. I don't want to give too many spoilers, and I won't attach any names to these to give away any spoilers, but we'll give a little bit of a preview of the kind of variety that you can expect at the meet. So the first one up on my list is You're So Last Summer by Taking Back Sunday, which is a throwback. That's a pop punk jam. And like I said, I won't say who this is was chosen by, but I think anyone that knows this person would be able to recognize that this is the song that they chose. Next up on the list is Hurricane by I Prevail, which is kind of a metalcore song, a little bit more intense. And then we have All of the Lights by Kanye West.
That's a good one.
It's a pretty good one. I like that.
Pretty appropriate.
Friday by Ice Cube. And then we have Deutschland by Rammstein, which is like a German metal band. So going from one of these to the other is going to be a little bit of a whiplash, but I think it's going to be cool to kind of see everyone's individual personalities through those walkout songs.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. That's one thing we've talked about before too, is like, I very much dislike music that stays really loud, really intense the entire time, because it just sucks the life out of you. Like, you got to have that variety, and these are very different songs. And I think that's awesome because for two reasons, it lets each lifter have their personality come through, but it's also changing the intensity and the, I guess, I don't know what you want to call it, the beat or the pace of the music. So people can kind of just hit a reset button. You know, I think that's awesome. All right. So
yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to elaborate though. I want to know two songs you're going to put on the playlist for the not third attempts. We'll put you on the spot.
See, I have an advantage though, because I have access to the Spotify playlist now.
Yeah.
My wife, is actually going to be the DJ for the meet. She's handling all of the music, which I know she's very excited about. So just looking at the playlist, I mean, we've got some jams here. So there's a lot of Kesha. There is some, oh goodness, what do we have here? I don't know how I feel about this playlist. Kendrick Lamar, DMX, Lil Jon.
All right. You're skirting around the question, so I'm going to ask you, if you were lifting at this meet, what would your third attempt song be?
Ooh. All right. So my third attempt, I'm a big metal fan. So my kind of go-to hype song is Texas in July, Dressed for War.
All right. I'm not familiar, but I will check that out.
All right. I like it.
You know that song, Laura?
No, but I he had me at I'm a big metal fan.
you two are on the same page there.
Nice. So can we have a spoiler of like any names of anyone who's lifting at the meet?
Yeah. So, I mean, our roster is public, so, you know, I'm fine to talk about that. So a couple of the people that people might recognize, so Celine Crum is kind of our star lifter at the moment. Been featured on King of the Lifts a lot recently, so everyone's a little bit more familiar with her. But she's going to be going head to head with Natalie Richards. They're both 57 kilo lifters. They're both extremely talented, and they're both very close in total. So I think that's really the matchup that everyone's really excited to see. Let's see a couple of other notable lifters. So Serene Metzinger, so she is going to be lifting also. I think she has the third highest like score by points going into the meet. So she's definitely one to watch out for. On the men's side, we've got Keith McHoney, who is a former IPF silver medalist, 74 kilo. Well, I think he earned his medal in the 66 kilo weight class, but is now going to be lifting in the 74s.
Really? He's gone up. He's an amazing lifter to watch. Yeah.
We're big K-Mac fans here.
Yes, very much.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, I think really for this one, he just doesn't want to cut, which really I can't blame him for that. I'm guessing that cutting to 66 is probably a pretty rough time. But for his past couple meets that he's done at 74, it's normally been just over the line, so maybe 68 kilos. So not getting too heavy, not really filling out the weight class.
Nice.
Let's see a couple more names. Trey Rickard, I think it's how you pronounce his last name. It might be Rickard. Sorry, buddy, if I got your name wrong. He is an 83 kilo. I think he's a team lifter. But he has been putting up some phenomenal numbers. I mean, he's in the running to win the 83 weight class at this meet. Cody Yeager is also an 83. He's a little bit of an OG. Fun fact about him, he actually, his USAPL ID number is one digit shorter than all of the other ones, because he's been a member since before they had to add an extra digit onto the membership number. So it's kind of funny. Whenever he goes to meets and, give your membership number, some people will like question it, like, oh, this doesn't have enough numbers to it. But it's like, no, it I've just been a member that long.
How many does he have?
I'll have to look. How long is the standard one? Is it seven digits?
I think it's seven now.
Yeah, so his is six. I don't know how long he's been a member, but at least since I think 2013. But yeah, he's kind of an OG.
Laura, what's yours?
Yeah, I think mine was a four-digit number.
Yeah, mine's four also.
So you guys have been a member even longer.
we're old as shit.
Speak for yourself, youngster.
Yeah, see, I don't think we have any masters lifters at this meet. It's mostly kind of the young bucks.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Just a couple more names. We've got Todd Talford, an American record bench holder. Brandon Petrie, a 93 kilo lifter coming up from Texas. And then Josh Greiner in the 120s. He's another teen lifter. Works with Travis Mash. But yeah, I mean, we've got so many talented lifters. If you're listening to this and I didn't shout you out, sorry. There's too many to talk about everyone.
Yeah. I'm super excited to watch the Celine Natalie matchup. I think that's going to be really good. I know you mentioned that is probably the closest contested one there, but I've been watching I've been kind of following Celine a little bit, you know, for a couple of years now. And she just, I don't know, something about watching her training videos, like there's no fluff. She's just in there putting in the work. And I think she's kind of got that grit. Like, I don't think she's even scratched the surface of what she's going to do in the next 5 or 10 years, which is pretty scary. So I think it's that's going to be an exciting one. I'm definitely looking forward to that one for sure. Talk a little bit about kind of how you're doing your awards, and is there anything else you're doing for the winners and stuff like that?
Yeah. So, our awards. So one of the things that, one of the pieces of feedback that we got from lifters, and kind of, one of the things that I've really thought a lot about, is the way that awards and medals are given at local meets. So what tends to happen at local meets, you know, and really everyone's aware, is almost everyone gets a medal, right? That's kind of just become a part of the sport, right? It's almost, a lot of people make jokes about it, right? Being participation trophies. So one of the things we're doing is actually not giving any medals for weight classes. You know, we're obviously still going to do, we're still going to like announce whoever won which weight class, but we're not doing any medals. What we're doing instead, is cash prizes for the, first through fourth place, top, best lifter by good lift points. So it's going to be scored everyone together, in one group, not divided by weight class. And it's just going to be done by points, and whoever has the highest points, is going to be first place, and we'll go like that. But thanks to some of our sponsors, we're able to provide cash prizes, which is not something that is typical of a local meet. I know there are some, you know, especially in Virginia, that are able to do cash prizes and do some really cool stuff. But, you know, it's not something that you typically see at these kind of meets. So I'm really excited about being able to do that.
Yeah, I think that's huge. And I will also say, like, that's essentially taking money out of your pocket too, right? Like, you don't have to give prize money. That's just another incentive. And yeah, sponsors definitely help, like, for sure. But that's, you know, let's say the sponsors are covering 100% of the prize money. That's still, you still had to go out and work to get those sponsors. So like, it's still that much more of an effort and workload on you to get that done. So, you know, I think it's awesome. And I, you know, Laura and I are both meet directors, and we know how much work you're putting into this. And I don't think until you kind of do it, people really fully understand like the amount of banging your head against the wall and hard work there is to make this happen. So I just, I think it's a super cool thing you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of, you know, become a theme lately in powerlifting, everyone kind of like talking about what they want to see at meets, and maybe like complaining about different things at meets. It's like, well, you know, you got to put your money where your mouth is. You know, if you're going to talk about what you want to see, you have to actually do it and make it happen. Cause that's the only way, you know, no one's going to hear your complaints and do it for you. You just kind of have to do it yourself.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah. You just summed everything up that we've always said about directing meets, like put your money where your mouth is, jump in. Get active, do it. It's not everyone does. Yep. That's awesome.
That's true.
Awesome. So what about volunteers? Any volunteers that are jumping in that you want to give a shout out to that are extra special?
Yeah. So, I mean, we've had a lot of people working behind the scenes on this meet. You know, I try to talk a lot about my team, you know, cause it's really not just me running the meet. Can't take as much as I would love to, I can't really take full credit for it. So a couple of people specifically. First, Megan, who's my wife, has been extremely helpful with you know, not only helping organize a lot of things, but telling me when my ideas are bad. Because there have been a lot of good ideas for this meet, but there have been just as many bad ideas. And it's good to know when an idea is bad to you know, not pursue it. Amy Hutchison has also helped out a lot. Really, she really should be the kind of the co-meet director, should be her title, for how much work that she's put in for this meet. All of our sponsors really have been the ones to make the meet possible. And really what's really cool about our sponsors is every single sponsor is involved in the meet in some capacity. It's not just, you know, providing money for the cash prize. It's you know, maybe they're coming to announce the meet, or they're coming to commentate on the live stream, or they're providing volunteers for the platform. But every single sponsor that we have is doing something for the meet itself, which awesome. Which has been really cool and was something that I tried to do. I really wanted to get everyone involved and invested in some way, because if you're a part of making the meet run better, like you're going to want to make the meet run better, right? Like you're going to want to see everything run smoothly and put in your best effort and that kind of thing. So yeah, just, you know, a big shout out and a big thank you to anyone that's helped really in any way. You know, the meet wouldn't be possible without you.
That's awesome. So can you give a shout out to us, some specific sponsors that you have?
Yeah. So, Team Roar, first up,
woohoo! You know,
providing the equipment, for the platform in the warm-up room. We have 110%, in addition to their sponsorship, Kevin, the owner, is going to be the announcer at the meet. So I'm really excited about that. He's a very, very passionate guy, very kind of fiery. So I'm excited for the energy that he's going to bring there. We also have the Barbell Dream, who they're providing the volunteers. They're kind of our platform sponsor. So when you're watching the meet, you'll see all of the spotters and loaders wearing Barbell Dream t-shirts. So that was really cool of them. Just Peachy Fitness, which is my wife's training company, one of our other sponsors, which is kind of also includes the venue for the meet, Palmetto State Barbell, which is owned by Just Peachy Fitness. So that's kind of where they're contributing a lot there. Some of our other sponsors, A7, they're providing some things for the athlete bags, which are going to be really cool. I know that Team Roar is also providing some things for there, and maybe has some special things in store for the prizes. And let me think. Two White Lights is also a sponsor for the meet. You know, of course, Angelo is going to be doing the commentary. Mountains Move, which is Amy Hutchison's training coaching company. And then Unbound Media is our last one, which is our photographer, Justin, who has really been having a breakout year, you know, covering a lot of different meets and has been taking some really fantastic pictures, which I'm excited to see for this meet.
So you mentioned two things there. Like earlier, we asked you some of the things that are kind of above and beyond. You just mentioned casually the gift bags for all the lifters and the photo package people being there. Those are two things that are not common at a lot of meets. So the fact that those aren't even the highlights, like the big fantastic things you're doing, I think is speaks volumes to what you're trying to do overall.
Yeah. I think I kind of forget with some of the things that we're doing that it doesn't happen at other meets, because it's just been like on my mind for so long. And it's just like, okay, we're doing this thing that, you know, and you don't even think about it as being special, but I think, you know, like you said, I think people do see that. I think people do appreciate it. So I'm very happy about that.
Yeah, I'm just saying objectively, like it is, that's a big deal. Like those things are big deals. And I think it's, you know, hats off for putting it together and doing it.
Right. I think sometimes people just see it and they're like, oh, that's cool. But they don't understand that it actually took work to make that happen.
So, yeah, a lot of work.
Awesome. And your first meet, that's the epic part too. That's,
yeah. Hey, jump in with both feet, man. I like it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yep. Couldn't do it any other way.
Yep. All right. So, hey, we're going to switch gears here. We do a powerlifting situation post every week on social media. I'm going to actually let you answer what you would say this time. So I'll read it to you and then you can respond. So A company offers to sponsor you. They will pay for all of your entry fees and travel expenses to any meet anywhere. In addition, they will provide you with a new pair of their brand of knee sleeves, wrist wraps, and singlet. And we'll assume it's an approved brand. I mean, that's for every competition you do. In return, you must use their equipment at every meet and work their booth at events you attend during the sessions you're not lifting. You don't particularly like the feel of their equipment, but you don't hate it. It's a 2-year contract and you can't have any other equipment sponsors. So Marshall, do you or do you not take this sponsorship?
I think I'll say it first. I like how these questions don't have an obvious answer. I think it's probably harder than people understand to make a question that's like hard to answer. Mm-hmm. But I think at the end of the day for this one, I would probably take it. I think even if I didn't personally love the feel of the equipment, you know, I could probably get over that. But I think having companies that are willing to sponsor athletes like that is big. It is not common. So I would want to see that thing continue. So I would want to encourage that kind of sponsorships just in general. So I think the, kind of the benefits that there would outweigh the, you know, maybe not loving the knee sleeves or, you know, whatever kind of equipment it is. I think I could get over that part just for the amount of positives that it has. So I think I would take it.
Yeah. Cool.
I would agree, especially if it's, you know, if it's knee wraps and wrist wraps and a singlet. Okay. I'm not an equipped lifter then. And the equipment's not as key. I think the answer might be different if it was, it, you know, knee wraps, and a bench shirt, everything. Yeah. Could be different because equipped, another ball of wax, which brings us to our new lifter tip. Bum, bum, bum. So the new lifter tip, do your first meet raw, even if you plan to compete in equipped in the future. I would completely agree with this. Boy, go raw first. Feel out the commands.
Yeah, this is an interesting one. This was posted on Saturday, and there's been a lot of, and I knew this was going to be kind of controversial because most of us equipped lifters are like, yeah, go just put the gear on, you know, suck it up and do it. And that's been a lot of the response. The reason I think this is important is to do your first meet raw is because there's so many other variables you got to remember, like the referee command, like all these things that gear's hard enough, like, as it is. So trying to get through all of the first time experience of a meet in addition to that, I think is a lot. And it's a good way to turn people off, I think, is just like, man, you know, I bombed out twice. I bombed out in squat and bench and forgot all these commands. Like, I just think it's more of a easier transition to go from doing a meet into gear versus just like never doing a meet to lifting into gear. And I think it's a lot.
I'd go even further to say to a few meets raw before you go. Yeah. I don't know that there's a magic number. Cause I actually got into gear pretty early. It wasn't my plan. But I got in, I think after my third or fourth meet, it wasn't long. But it blows my mind to think that there are people that actually do just throw on the gear and just go into a meet in gear for their first meet. What? Really?
Yeah. I think that's a lot to ask, but you know, and a lot of the people that said, you know, that disagreed with that statement and saying, just get in gear right away. They've also been lifting equipped for 10, 20, 30 years or more. So they kind of maybe forget the experience of that first time and how nervous you can be and things like that. I don't know. I figured it was going to stir some things up, and that's what I like to do with the questions. So anyway, Carolina Primetime, June 12th, Greenville, South Carolina. Marshall, appreciate you being on here. People that want to watch both in person and live stream, I guess, where do they need to go?
So the best place to go would be to follow at Carolina Primetime on Instagram. All of the information will be posted there. We'll be streaming the meet on YouTube, and that's where we'll be posting the meet from. There's also an event on Facebook. Just search 2021 USAPL Carolina Primetime. You should be able to find it. If you're not an Instagram person, we'll also be posting all of the links there.
Awesome. Very good. Well, man, I appreciate you being on. Anything else you want to add about the meet or anybody helping out at the meet or anything like that? Or we pretty much
I think that covers it. I mean, if you anyone listening to this podcast that wants to come help volunteer, you know, we definitely still have, work that can be done. Just reach out to us on Instagram or on Facebook. But that pretty much covers it. Thanks for having me on. This was really fun.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, it was a good discussion. And I think, you know, meet directors going above and beyond like you're doing, I think it's huge and it's going to make the sport even better.
Absolutely. Welcome to meet directing.
Oh, yeah. All right, guys, that wraps it up for today. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at PL Ballads Podcast. And if you have any questions, comments, concerns, topics you want us to discuss, shoot us an email at plballadspodcast@gmail.com. We'll catch you later.
Bye now.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode of the Powerlifting and Power Ballads podcast, please remember to subscribe and share it with your friends.